lived in her shoes. She slept and she swam and she bathed in her little black boots. And every time she found she was faced with an important decision to make, she could feel all her unchosen paths slowly erase. And isn't it strange to feel like our choices are all irreversible traps? Worry that we may have chosen poorly and won't be allowed to go back. And every step we are flirting with gravity, trying to follow a path through the darkness, hoping to leave behind tracks. There was a young woman who slept in her shoes. Clay stained the sheets of my bed. And once with those shoes digging into my back, I rolled on the floor, getting dirty and wet. She asked if I thought she was someone I'd never forget. And isn't it sad to reveal our invisible lives through a physical act, searching for sustenance in each performance, just hoping the crowd. And all I can say is I don't make predictions about how my mind recollects, but my darling, I haven't forgotten you yet. And when she sleeps, she hears voices, and she cries in her sleep. As they tell the reports from the perfect lives that she chose not to lead. And so she wakes up determined to find where she went wrong. She retraces her steps from the mind she has left. So she spends her time trying to retrace, reliving the pain that caused her retreat in the first place. And she will never unlace those little black boots. Her own footprint. She proudly imprints it on the hearts of the men who have laid down in front of her path. And isn't it strange to feel like our choices are all irreversible traps? To worry that we may have chosen poorly and won't be allowed to go back. And all I can say, I don't make predictions about how my mind recollects.